Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
This story caught my attention this morning here. You guys hear about this whole Southwest Airlines thing going on today?
No.
So you know how people get antsy when they're getting on a flight, right? They want to be the first on, and it's usually people that have kids with them. You guys are allowed to board first, and if you need wheelchair assistance, you get to go on first also because you need some extra time.
But then you also have the gate lice.
Gate lice. Huh?
Yes. So if you don't follow passenger shaming on Instagram, you are missing out. She's a former flight attendant, and she takes all those videos and people submit of all the infractions people have at the airport and on airplanes, which are plentiful. Mm-hmm. And gate lice are the people that all stand up and crowd the gate waiting on their section to get called.
That's driving me crazy. Yeah,
so annoying. Like, they're like, you know, group C. But they haven't even given military an option to board. Mm-hmm. So everybody's crowding the gate instead of just sitting there waiting for their section to be called. Which, I mean, I have a kid and I have a stroller and I still wait for the section that I'm going to load on.
Nah, this is way worse than that. So dude on TikTok this week was waiting to board on Southwest Airlines, which I think boards differently than other airlines, right?
It does. Mm. You have numerical sections, and then because you don't have a seat number, you just get to go on the plane and pick your seat.
So he noticed that there were 20 people that were sitting in wheelchairs ready to get on his flight. 20 people in wheelchairs. So they were the first ones that were allowed on the flight because they needed wheelchair assistance. 20 on a flight that holds 70. He thought that was weird. Mm-hmm. Getting off the flight, he noticed that only 3 people needed the wheelchair. And nobody else that had used the wheelchair to get on the flight was using wheelchair assistance to get off the flight.
They figured out a hack.
Yeah.
It's a hack. So they called, they told them that they needed wheelchairs, so 20 able-bodied people are sitting in wheelchairs just so they can get on the flight first.
Because you pick your seat when you get on your Southwest flight.
All of that just to board a flight before you normally would.
Yep.
That's insane.
So he called Southwest out on it, and he got some responses back. There are also others that are saying that this happens all the time at the airport.
Because to paint a picture, like at the airport, all the people will be there at the gate in the wheelchairs. Then they take them down and they get them on the plane safely. And then when you arrive, as you get off and you're going through the tunnel, there should be, if they had 20 to begin with, mm-hmm. there should be 20 wheelchairs
right.
lined up through that tunnel for everybody to utilize to get to either baggage claim or their waiting car.
So this guy says, and this is his quote, "I sat next to a wheelchair pusher recently." So somebody that works for the airlines that is responsible for getting people on and off the plane in their wheelchairs. "I sat next to a wheelchair pusher recently, asked how many people do you think legitimately need a wheelchair? His answer was less than half. Most don't even pretend that they have a disability. They just want the perks."
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting, but it's like, how do you stop it, right? Because you can't do like a wheelchair test.
No.
There's nothing you can really do if people ask for it.
A wheelchair, like looking at them and get up, walk.
Yeah, there's like no way to stop that. That's horrible.
But we also have to remember, this is so, because there's also people who park in handicap spots and they get out and you're like, but you don't know what's going on inside. I mean, we have, for instance, this is hitting close to home because we have a nonprofit where we take kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney World, and a lot of those kids use wheelchairs. But we also have kids who you look at them and nobody would think anything's like, they don't look like they are physically disabled in any way, but they are, and they get made fun of that because of that.
Well, I love your sense of optimism and your shiny disposition. Yeah. But if I'm doing the math on it, if 20 people need that help in wheelchairs to get on the plane,
they should need it to depart.
Wouldn't they need it to get off the plane?
100%.
Exactly.
Right? Yep. Here's another one claiming that 14 people used wheelchairs to get on a different flight, and I'm not sure if this is Southwest or not, and only 6 used it to get off.
Oh my gosh. So now, that's some people's reality. Like, this is not an airline perk to get on first. And I agree. And I'm not trying to disregard the rage, but maybe it's based like you would get a wheelchair at Atlanta's airport because it's so huge, but you wouldn't necessarily need one at Lexington, Kentucky's airport because Bluegrass Airport's so small. So it also depends on your starting location and your ending location.
Okay.
I really appreciate your optimism today.
I don't know if I was ever taught this, but you just don't sit in a wheelchair.
No,
you just don't. First of all, it's like bad karma, and somebody needs that wheelchair.
Exactly.
But even when we're like on Bert's Big Adventure, when the kids want us to like try their wheelchairs or whatever, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I don't do it either. It just doesn't feel right at all.
And the other obvious scam is, man, I'm not really sure how they're weeding people out, but there are an awful lot of like emotionally assistant dogs in the airport now, way more now than there used to be.
Emotional support animals?
Emotional support animals. Not the ones that are labeled with, you know, like the vest on, but I got to question how many of those animals really are.
I say the more the merrier. Yeah. I love seeing dogs.
You do?
I'm not mad about this. Like, if there's a puppy next to me, perfect. It's a little perk for me.
The Bert Show.